love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I'm going to try to be quick today because I was busy and but one thing I did just as reference, I sent a card to my wife and it came back. I've checked the address. Everything seems fine. And previous cards and subsequent cards have not been returned. So I'm guessing at this point, this was just simply a faux pas for some reason. Maybe somebody couldn't read my handwriting. I doubt it. But either way, so this is the one that says, Julian Assange was not allowed to in court today. He remains in prison under no charge. He has not seen his kids in years. Does this sound familiar? Remove the label here. At least he has seen his wife. At least he is loved. Somebody is. The other thing is, obviously the card today went to Jack to wish him a happy birthday, and I want to make sure it's clear. If ever Jack, as well as any of my other kids, wants a dialogue with their dad, wants to reach out to their dad, I'm here. I don't turn away anyone. Obviously we have birthdays coming up and, but one other last thing, just real quick, because there was so much previously in our dialogue today, because one of the things I came to a conclusion, some time back in looking at the scripture, if you look, you'll see where the word Christian is used. And in every case, it's what the world calls a follower of Christ. It's not, I take on the name of Christian, but I am a follower of Christ. Because, you don't see a command, be a Christian. Because we discussed research today, is like 20 times where Christ said, follow me. It's not be a Christian, but follow me. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Just simply follow me. If anybody would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. If you be perfect, go sell what you possess, give to the poor, and you will have great treasure in heaven, and come follow me. It's that common theme. And so my objective is not to be a Christian, but a follower of Christ. And of course, the one thing I've always found this fascinating, it's at the end of John. When Jesus said to him, this is John 21:22, Jesus said to him, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. And, I found that fascinating because I think one of the clear indications about that is, Lord, what about those people over there? No. The Lord has a certain set of circumstances for you, custom made for you. Follow him. It's not what happens to somebody else and you use someone else as a model. The model that he set for you, follow him. And I've become really emphatic upon that today. And it was a good review of that today. But, because obviously I want my kids to know, follow Christ. And this is not finding the right institution. Again, there is no call for the institutional church. And one of the ways you can see that is the institutional church won't defend the institutional church. They will simply, don't ask that question. It's like so many things. You just simply don't ask the question. Otherwise, you'll be persecuted. All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Read that somewhere. But anyway, I want to encourage my kids. I would like to encourage my wife, too. When Christ says, follow me, follow him. Please. And, okay, to keep it short, my lady, my wife, the woman who has brought me such joy, the woman I remain and will always be committed to for all the days of my life, my lady, I love you.